Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Panthers Insider rolls on this Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on The Fan. Talking Pit Hoops now, but before we dive into the Duke game and jump into the numbers, let's head out to Tony. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Pat. Just want to say great show. Listen to it every Saturday. Keep up the tremendous work.
Thanks, man.
I have a quick football comment. I'm just a little upset about James Franklin and what he did as far as ranking Pitt in the final coaches poll. I don't know when he's going to start thinking about the good of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if you think Pitt's that bad, then why don't you add him to your week out-of-conference schedule every year if you think we're such a team below Penn State? I mean, Pitt had one of the last 2 years, we got to be in the top 10 of the best record in college football out of a Power 5 conference. And looking at Penn State's out-of-conference schedule, of course, they play many more home games than they do away games every year. And, you know, I don't care about Auburn this year, who they beat at Auburn. Auburn was probably the weakest they've been in 30 years. So I just don't understand why he couldn't rank Pitt in the top 25. We had 10 players out of the UCLA game. They only had one starter out. And, it was a close game, but still Pitt came out ahead. And that's my comment on football. On the basketball part, do you know any update on when we're going to get our inside game going better? I mean, we got outscored 34-14 in the paint against Clemson. I'm not sure what it was against Duke. It was a poor second half. I hope we can come back today, and I'll let you take it over. Thanks, Pat.
Well, Tony, I appreciate your call. I'll start with the meteor one, which is the Pat Narduzzi, James Franklin back and forth, which is I don't know how intentional. I mean, it certainly to not rank Pitt and to rank UCLA, I think, is telling. I'm not sure what the beef is. Again, I've been on record before. I think the game needs to be played every year. The Commonwealth needs it. I think both programs continue to need it, despite, you know, the attendance records and sales and so forth at Beaver Stadium. It brings more eyeballs. The Pitt-Penn State rivalry is a long-standing one, and I think it brings people together, and it puts all eyes on the state of Pennsylvania. Now, to be fair, Pat Narduzzi also ranked Penn State 9th. So, I'm not sure if there was some jabs going both directions, but clearly this is a rivalry. I think so much is true. However, it's not being contested on the playing field right now, and hopefully that's something that you know, the powers that be, and not even at either school, but perhaps at the state level, can really look at, because I think the economic impact, certainly when it comes to Pittsburgh, is different. And I do think the attention it garners nationally merits consideration when playing the game. But again, I tend to agree with you, Tony. I'm not sure how Pitt doesn't get ranked in the top 25 after beating UCLA shorthanded. Relative to basketball, I'm not sure, you know, when John Hughley's going to return. I don't think Jeff Capel is. He said he didn't know prior to the Duke game. And, You know, that's certainly a reason for concern. Obviously, John had an injury. Obviously, John had to rehab and come back from that injury. Didn't feel like potentially he was where he wanted to be. Had some other things, other personal considerations he needed to tend to, and not privy to his status in terms of coming back. I know he's certainly being cared for by Pitt and is being given space to handle what he needs to handle. Jeff Capel has said so much, but certainly they miss him. They miss, you know, a veteran size, you know, on the interior to deal with some of the bigger guys in this league. Baycott had his way early against Pitt. Sans John Hughley. Clemson, obviously, you detailed, Tony, the 34-14 advantage in the paint. And when you look at, you know, the Duke game and the 24 offensive rebounds that Duke had, you can't help but point to the fact that, you know, they are just, you know, with Duke, you've got multiple seven-footers in the game at the same time, one of which can play on the perimeter and really can shoot and can score off the dribble. Drove a couple times, talking about Filipowski. And when they shot from the perimeter, you know, the ball seemed to end up in their hands if it didn't go in the bucket. And it comes down to, I do think there was a significant size advantage. I sat just behind the Pitt bench and could see it. But also how this team needs to rebound. And they've been very good rebounding up until the Clemson game, with the exception of the Vanderbilt game, which they also lost by one. They were, even if not somewhat ahead in the rebounding department, in conference play. And it was coming from a lot of different areas. Nate Santos would get rebounds, Jamarius Burton, Greg Elliott's been solid on the boards. They need to rebound from 1 to 5. Obviously, when you look at the general just physical thickness of their post players, you know, which essentially right now are, you know, I'm not sure that Blake Hinson qualifies as a true post, although he will defend down there. He's certainly a, you know, girthier in terms of being able to body up. But, you know, Federico and Guillermo Diaz-Graham are pretty slight and got bodied around a little bit. I think Federico's playing tremendous, but certainly a year in the weight room would be, you know, of assistance to him. I'm not saying he's a weak player, but, you know, experience and strength are something that come with time. And, you know, 24 offensive boards, it's going to be hard to win. You know, especially if you look at every other statistical category in that Duke game, Panthers essentially run it. You won the game. I mean, if you take away the rebounding statistic, which would be unrealistic, you know, the Panthers shot a better percentage. They turned the ball over less. You know, they dominated the first half. And I thought defended really well on first shot defense. It was second shot defense that was their Achilles. Because once that ball got down low and stayed down low, it wasn't coming out, you know, except for beyond the baseline after a made bucket. So that's really the story of the game. I also thought in that Duke game, the length came through with a defensive switch that Jeff Capel talked about that John Shire and the Duke Blue Devils made in switching 1 through 5. It really clogged the lane up for penetration because this team right now, this Pitt team right now, they're not getting consistent inside touches. They'll get inside touches on rim runs and pick and roll, but they're not getting consistent post-up opportunities. Jamarius Burton did it a bit against Carolina. Hinson can do it, but they're not getting consistent inside touches to collapse the defense. So they're relying on collapsing the defense and breaking down rotations with dribble penetration. And when you're switching a ball screen and you've got 7 foot, potentially with athleticism and a, you know, I don't know what the wingspan was. It's very difficult to beat those guys off the dribble. And you saw a lot of one-on-one play and contested shots in the second half. I know contested shots, you know, mid-range jump shots, shots that, frankly, you know, Nike Sabande and Jamarius Burton and Nelly Cummings made in the first half, but didn't make in the second half. And credit Duke for that. But I just don't know that, you know, right now this team can rely upon the inside game. They're going to have to find different ways to break the defense down. And really, when you look at it, I think that you could watch the first 10 seconds or 12 seconds of a possession for Pitt and just watching the game and know whether it's going to be a good shot or not. It really depends on how much dribbling is going on. When this team moves the ball, they've got so many guys that can shoot. You know, whether it's Cummings, whether it's Burton, whether it's Savande, whether it's Elliott, whether it's Hinson from the four spot, you know, coming off the bench, Santos, man, they look good coming off his hand. They're just not going in right now. You know, Guillermo Diaz-Graham can shoot it. He's certainly a guy that can make a, you know, a mid-range jump shot or a three-pointer in a time of need. Federico is the only guy on the floor that's not a threat to shoot from beyond the arc. So they do stretch the defense out, but they got to find a way to break it down. And certainly you want the ball in Jamarius or Nelly's hands to start the possession, but really moving the ball started to stick in the second half. We saw a lot more one-on-one play. The good news is today, the Panthers will take on Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech's not a man-to-man defense team. They kind of play an amoeba-style defense. It's a matchup zone. I don't know how quite to describe it. It's given the Panthers trouble in the years past with teams that couldn't shoot. This Panthers team can shoot. They haven't been as hot as they were earlier in the year right now, but they're going to get some open looks today. And you look at this upcoming schedule for Pitt, and it's ripe with opportunity. You know, I think everyone gets mired down right now in two-game losing streak. It's mid-January. What's going to happen to Pitt this year? Right? Because it's happened in the past. Let's call a spade a spade. This team has not performed well consistently, you know, in the middle to the end of conference play. It's something they're trying to get off their back. I think the makeup of this team is different. That is no doubt. The experience level is significantly higher. The toughness, the way they play, I think is much more sustainable. But if you would have told me that starting conference play in earnest, on the road at Syracuse, home against Carolina and Virginia, two preseason top 10 teams, home against Clemson and at Duke, that Pitt would go 3-2 in that five-game stretch, I would have taken it. I would have absolutely taken it. Because we know what 500 or above in this league can do. I mean, it almost assures you an opportunity to play in the postseason, and pretty close to guarantees you a shot to get into 64. So 3-2 in this last five-game stretch, if you cut that off. Now you're going towards, right now, you know, what looks to be the bottom of the league. And that can change. I don't want to make any assumptions. But Georgia Tech on the road, Louisville on the road. Georgia Tech's 500, Louisville is 2-15. Louisville is a shadow of themselves. They're playing better. They're more competitive. I don't want to diminish their ability to compete. And that is not an easy place to play. But those are two very winnable games. Come home, Florida State's down. Home game at the Peterson Event Center on January 21st. And then another home game at the Pete, the second of three straight home games against Wake Forest, and then obviously a very talented Miami team coming in on January 28th. So really this next four games, you've got an opportunity sitting here right now at 4-2 in conference play with losses to Duke and Clemson consecutively. You could be looking at 8-2 in league play. Which, last time I checked, you play 20 league games. So you're getting close to that 500 mark already. Again, one at a time. I'm going to assume the coaching mentality here. But basketball within a game is a game of runs. A season is a run, a season of runs as well. And you kind of have to break it up if you're really going to be pragmatic about how to get to a position to play in the postseason. You know, there are segments of the schedule that you've got to perform at a certain clip. I think they exceeded expectations with the first five. First six, really, beating NC State. 4-2 in league play to kick things off. Not and playing Duke and Clemson and some preseason, you know, obviously Virginia, some preseason favorites. Now you get to the meat of the schedule, coming off two straight losses, but playing what many believe to be the weaker part of your conference schedule. So, very interesting, going to be very telling this next couple weeks, and a huge opportunity for Pitt basketball starts today at 3 o'clock, McCamish Pavilion, Atlanta, Georgia. Pitt, Georgia Tech will be on the ACC Network. Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken will have the call here on 93.7 The Fan, the home of the Pitt Panthers, Pitt Panther Radio Network. We'll look forward to listening to that, and also come back, we're going to transition, talk a little Pitt football. We're going to summarize 2022 with Chris Peak. We're going to put that season to bed. Want to talk about some off-season acquisitions, how that process will continue to develop. Take a look at this Pitt roster, strengths, weaknesses, this 2023 schedule. We'll cover it all with Chris Peak. He's from Panther Lair. He's an expert. He covers it from the beginning to the end. We look forward to talking to him next. You're listening to Panthers Insider on the home of the Pitt Panthers, 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.